Our gospel today is about the gratuitousness and the superabundance of God's mercy. And it's set up in this conversation between Jesus and the scholar of the law, where the scholar of the law seems to be asking Jesus about the minimum. What's the minimum I have to do in order to inherit eternal life? He says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And my way of listening to this is saying, you know, what's the lowest grade I need to get so I can pass this test? You know, do I need to get a 60% or, you know, a 60? What must I do rather than what can I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus uses both of these illustrations about love and mercy to show that maybe we're seeking an answer to the wrong question here. And so Jesus changes the question around in both situations to the answer or to the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus responds, a very traditional response, but it's one about loving the Lord with your whole self and your whole heart. We must and love the Lord with our entire selves. There's no part of us that we're not called to glorify and love the Lord with our entire mind and soul and body as well. And then the next question before the very famous parable of the Good Samaritan, the scholar of the law seeking to justify himself, justify his answer, asks this other question, and who is my neighbor? Again, he's asking for something of the minimum. He's looking for the minimum requirement. If I have to love my neighbor, well, who's my neighbor? Jesus turns this question around again to the superabundance and the gratuitousness of God's mercy and love, and ends up turning the question on its head and saying, am I a neighbor? The scholar of the law begins by asking, who's my neighbor? And by the end, Jesus says, am I a neighbor? Not defining who I can choose to be my neighbor or not, but am I the neighbor? It's a very different question. And with that question, Jesus poses to us, saying, it's not about doing the minimum so that we can just pass the bar to get into heaven, as if there was, you know, some percentage point of amount of beliefs and good works in order to pass the test. But Jesus says, we're looking for an answer for the wrong question here. The real question is, am I being a neighbor to the best of my ability, using all of my gifts in order to serve God and my neighbor? And let's not think about the less, but let's set our hearts and minds and bodies on the more. St. Ignatius says that word, seeking the magis, seeking the more with ourselves. What more can we offer the Lord? How can the superabundance and gratuitousness that God has shown to us, how can that become the model for how we look to share God's love and mercy with others?